Ah, nothing like a little Twisted Sister to get your anger flowing. We asked you, our listeners, what's been making you mad lately. Here are the results of that query, a little national public outrage.
My name is Beth Giordano, and I'm from Marlton, New Jersey. My husband and I lost our jobs in November and December. He has multiple sclerosis and can hardly walk. We're paying $1,065 a month for COBRA. We are now behind on our mortgage and trying not to go through our life savings in order to keep our home. We were not subprime borrowers. We did put money down to buy our house. We lost 40% of our retirement savings in the crash. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
My name is John Tomey from Kalamazoo, Michigan. For the life of me, I cannot understand how Bernie Madoff, or his wife for that matter, is walking the streets. If he were a guy that robbed a liquor store with a gun, he'd be in jail right now. Steal $500? Go to jail. Steal billions? Go out on the town.
Hi, my name is Keith Daniel. I'm a music teacher in Concord, Massachusetts. And I'm outraged we are still mucking around in Afghanistan. Don't we learn anything from history? My goodness, don't we remember what that country did to the Russians?
My name is Miles Newell, and I'm from Piedmont, California. I hate all these unemployed people complaining about being unemployed. Sure, that sounds a bit callous coming from a guy who's gainfully, although perhaps better described, painfully employed. It makes me sick, though, hearing from a friend of mine collecting unemployment after getting a 3 months' pay, paid in full severance package. Sure, he's dutifully sitting at home every day, sending out resumes till his mouse finger bleeds, but to my mind, he's living the high life.
My name is Bill Wolfson. I'm from Huntington Beach, California. What am I outraged about? What am I not outraged about? Yes, the obscene salaries paid to men to play a kid's game and then find out that they cheat on top of it. And yes, the laziness, narrow-mindedness, and political rigidity of the buffoons we elect to do the country's business. And they don't even pay their taxes.
And thanks to everyone else who wrote in to tell us what's been peeving them lately. Stay with us. NPR's Day to Day continues.